What we were once taught was an elevator pitch. First and foremost, nobody wants to be pitched. People love to buy and hate to be sold. And secondly, it's not about having a pitch. It's about having a conversation, engaging in a dialogue.
It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings, by the way, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. It's a big deal. Has our show in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That's a big deal. We've been in that spot for 4 years? Certainly 3.5 years. And that's a very big deal. And that's a testament to the great guests that our team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group secure to present to the wonderful audience out there. And of course, we thank you for your patronage, for tuning us in and week out, and coming to expect that we will deliver great business content and cover such a wide range of topics and categories, including sales, social media, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with a very big thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Srili, Michal, Brocha, Avigail, Miriam, Malka, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Glenn, Matt, Chris, thank you so much. Of course, this show is syndicated on so many channels. We have a robust YouTube channel. Tonight's episode will go up on YouTube. We're also on Player.fm, Spotify, iTunes, and all the popular podcasting channels. And that's the easiest way to access every single show that we've had on this program is going to the platform, the website that's dedicated to this show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can access the interviews I had with Beth Comstock, the former vice chair and CMO at GE, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Shep Hyken, the world-renowned customer service expert, and so many other great guests, James Rosebush, former senior advisor of President Ronald Reagan. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've interviewed easily over 350 unique guests to date, and each one had insightful, impactful business content to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's special guest. He's a guest, but he's also a very dear friend. And it's none other than the CEO of the Covenant Group, Norm Trainer. Thank you so much, and welcome back to 77 WABC.
Thank you, Yitzhak. Great to be with you, my friend. Thank you for inviting me.
100%. Each time we have you on, you have such great insights. We've had a show in the past that talked about building replicable processes to implement systems and processes. We've talked about a variety of issues, taking a business that is a family business and how to, you know, move it along to the next generation. We've had a number, and all those episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. For tonight's edition, we have we're going to go to the actual name of it, and that is Players, Producers, and Pretenders in the Workplace. So it's a very intriguing topic over here, you know, players, producers, and pretenders in the workplace. So with that, Norm, I open to you and I ask as follows. You know, how would you describe each of these players, if you will, each of these types? And feel free to give even examples of how they are in the workforce and, of course, guidance on how to interact with each of these type of individuals.
Be glad to, Yitzhak. But first of all, let me just take a moment to set context. In our work, we identify the best practices that differentiate high performers from average producers. When you ask a high performer what makes them effective, they will readily tell you. However, when you observe what makes them so successful, it is usually not what they tell you. High performers tend to focus on their product technical knowledge, their influence or selling skills, or personal charisma, the quality and depth of their network and their ability to build strong relationships. All of those are important. That is not what differentiates players from producers and pretenders. The single most important differentiator between high performers and average producers is the time frame or time span within which they think and work or plan and work. In other words, high performers plan their work and work their plan very differently than average producers. And that relates to the longest task in which they're involved, which could be building a sustainable and scalable business, or even a full and productive life. And the way in which they manage short, complex tasks. So specifically, to answer your question, what differentiates players, producers, and pretenders? Players have a vision of what they're looking to create, and they shape the environment to realize that vision. When you ask a player what it is they're looking to achieve, they will typically describe what they want to accomplish over the next 1, 3, 5, 10, 20 years or more. They're looking at not what they are going to achieve transactionally in the next day or week or month, but what they're going to realize strategically over time. They also differentiate themselves by the thought and effort they put into what they do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually. They are opportunity providers. Producers are opportunistically driven. They chase new products, new markets, new services, new ideas. The challenge for producers is they can be effective. However, what they're looking to achieve can be easily disrupted by changes in the environment or by a loss of focus on their own part. Pretenders have not yet recognized that maturing is learning to live without illusions. They live in a web of self-deceit, and the cost to them and the people around them is enormous. I want to draw on two examples of players that I think that probably all of our audience can relate to.
Sure.
The first is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett turned 90 last week, and is arguably probably the greatest investor in our lifetimes. And what was interesting is that Warren Buffett has learned not only to thrive in business, but also in life. And that's exhibited by the people with whom he surrounded himself and what people say about him. And recently, Warren Buffett was asked to what did he attribute his success? And he said, first and foremost, choose work that you love, that you're passionate about, because it gives you a reason to be fully engaged each and every day. The second is surround yourself with people you care about and who are better than you. The third, and one of my favorite, is laugh a lot. One of my goals each day, Chuck, is to have 16 hearty laughs a day. So one of the things I enjoy about being with you is you make me laugh.
Thank you. What number are you up to today?
Well, I'm a good way along, so I hope to be further along.
All right, we'll try to get some other laughs at right by the end of this interview.
Yeah. The fourth is that he said, wake up every morning grateful for the day ahead and finding ways to enjoy it. Those are great pieces of advice for every aspect of our lives, business and and personal. But the other person I'd like to quote is Jeff Bezos. And when Jeff Bezos' personal wealth reached $163 billion, he was interviewed in the Wall Street Journal. And he was asked to what did he attribute his success? And he cited a couple of things that I felt really stood out. The first of which was everything starts small. He said, when we started Amazon in 1994, there were just a small number of people. And look what they've created. And the second thing he said is, I have three priorities that inform what I do each and every day. And they are the guides to how I invest my time and my energy. And I think that what that highlights is that players not only have a future vision and shape the environment to realize it, but also bring a very clear and intense focus to what they're going to do in their work and in their life every day to thrive. That's a key differentiator.
So would you say that players are far more strategic, producers are far more technical? Is that a fair way of breaking that out?
Well, I think, I think it is in part. So players are strategic in that they're thinking about where they want to take their business over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years or more. Mm-hmm. I think, though, that it is perhaps an oversimplification to say that players are strategic and producers are tactical.
Okay.
The tactical aspects of what players do is driven by their strategic focus. With producers, the tactical aspects of what they do are determined by where they see the opportunity in front of them today, this week, this month, this quarter. So it's a very different perspective if you're looking out 5, 10, 15, 20 years than 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, 1 year. That's a fundamental differentiation.
Here's an interesting question. When a company is looking to hire a very key position within a company, a CEO, a CMO, et cetera, a C-level executive, is there any type of tool or way that the company can ascertain if they're looking at a player versus a producer or even a pretender?
That is a very, very good question. Let me answer it this way. When I engage in dialogue or conversations with people, what I attempt to do is to listen at two levels. I try to listen for what people are saying. And then the second level is to listen for the logic that underlies what they're saying. And that's listening at right angles. It's listening very, very differently. Now, so one aspect of that is that people treat facts as factors, but make decisions based on feelings. All decisions are emotionally based. And often when we engage in a dialogue with people and they say something that we don't agree with or that is counter to our beliefs or our philosophy of life, we react emotionally. And that's quite a natural human response. The challenge is it gets in the way of understanding. Because what often intervenes is our own biases, our own emotions, our own judgments, and that can lead to a not very positive outcome. When you're listening at right angles, you're not listening for whether you agree or disagree with their point of view. You're really attempting to understand what is the rationale or the logic. Does the logic make sense? Now, when you're having a conversation and you're looking at the differentiation between players and producers and pretenders, typically In terms of listening at right angles, players will talk in terms of models. Producers will talk in terms of methods, and pretenders will talk in terms of rationales. And so let me give you an example.
Sure.
When you ask a player what they're trying to achieve in their business or in their life, what they will often give you is a conceptual frame. They'll describe what they want their business to become in terms of its viability, return on equity, growth in shareholder value over the next 3, 5, 10, 20 years. Mm-hmm. Producers will talk about what they're doing, what their methods are. In other words, players focus often on the goals they're looking to achieve over time, typically extended 5, 10, 20 years. Producers talk about procedurally how they're going to go about getting what they want. And pretenders often give you the rationale for why they haven't achieved the success they wanted in life or in business. And often that's externalizing. It's not what they're in control of, it's that they're at the effect of their environment. And so when I'm interviewing someone, one of the red flags is if they start telling me that all the things that have gone wrong in their life were someone else's fault or a function of circumstance. Right. Whether that's true or not, right, players take responsibility for what they achieve, their successes and their failures. Producers do as well, and pretenders tend to default to it. It's a function of circumstance or someone else's fault. Does that help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My guest this evening, in case you're just tuning in, is none other than Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. Every time he joins me here on the show here on 77 WABC, he shares such great insight. And tonight we're talking about the all-important topic of, and Norm in his wisdom has categorized three types of individuals in the workplace. I guess, and that means you could boil down almost everyone to one of these three categories, and it's players, producers, and pretenders. We're going to go to a short commercial break, but before we do, Norm, your organization, which has been around for many years, is still providing services to CEOs, to executives in the workforce, even during the pandemic. I understand people are joining via remote, via Zoom, etc. How could people find out more about your amazing program?
Thank you. Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. You go to our website. We also have a website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. That has case studies, videos. It has one of my books in a digital format that you can download, The Business Builder. So those are probably the two best sources. If you want to link into me, always welcome to have an exchange or conversation. Those are probably the best ways, Yichia.
We'll be back with Norm right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Coney Island, do you want better roads for your neighborhood? How long do you wait for the train? Do you currently benefit from government food programs? The 2020 census determines how much funding your neighborhood will receive to help with better roadways, more transit options, and the expansion of government assistance. Fill it out now. It may just be the most important thing you do today. Visit gcicensus.org. That's gcicensus.org to fill out your information for the 2020 census. 2020 census and do your part to help Coney Island address the issues affecting you the most. Find out more and participate today in the 2020 census by visiting gcicensus.org. That's gcicensus.org. 10 minutes to help yourself, to help your community. It's worth the time. Do yours today. gcicensus.org. All submissions must be received no later than September 30th. gcicensus.org.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this week, my special guest, my friend, Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. He's been on a number of times before. Each time, got great feedback. And guess what? It's all available at mybradio.com. That's the great news here. Every single show is permanently archived at mybradio.com, and therefore you can access the great wisdom that he has shared in the past. Tonight's show, the first segment in tonight's episode, focused on players, producers, and pretenders in the workplace. In case you missed it, you could listen to the archives, because now we're going to move to a different part, a different area of material that Norm would like to discuss, and that is, okay, as part of the content that is shared with the participants at the Covenant Group, he has a way to describe 5 ways in which players achieve and sustain peak performance. I'm going to spell them out: mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand. Norm, I'm going to leave it to you, the big task here, to really explain each of these 5 categories and why they're so important to be mindful of them in a business setting.
Thank you, Yitzhak. It all starts with our mindset. I'll get into that in more detail. The way we act is typically shaped by the way we think. Target: the narrower your focus, the bigger your opportunity. High performers have a clear sense of what they're looking to achieve. Engage: the way in which they enter into a relationship, for example, sets the stage for everything that follows. In other words, if you know how to open, if you're in sales, you don't have to close. High-performing salespeople, for example, really manage that initial interaction. Commit: how you take people through the process of buy-in, whether it's the sale of a product or service, or gaining commitment to an organizational goal or a personal commitment in a relationship. And finally, expand. The natural result of relationships is toward erosion of sensitivity and inattentiveness. In other words, if you want to grow relationships, you have to work at them. And high performers have a strategy for growing relationships and growing in their work and in their life. So if we look at these 5 areas: mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand. The challenge in each of them is to move from familiarity to mastery. So one of the things that you will find when I'm describing each of these is the tendency to say, "I know that." And much of it is just common sense. The key is not what you know, it's what you do with what you know. And with high performers, they manage the process in a different way. So one of the examples is an advisor whom I've had the privilege of coaching for the last 6 years. He's a very successful financial advisor, lives in the Midwest, has a home in Indiana and a home in Florida. His name is Dean Harder, and we first started working together when Dean was 48. And Dean exemplifies three characteristics that players exhibit in their work and in their life. The first is recognition. They are self-aware. They have self-insight. And as a result, they are very effective at self-management. They bring focus and discipline to what they do. The second is resilience. They've learned that they can overcome adversity, that in fact, adversity often leads to greater strengths, that in business, it's natural to fail. It's how you deal with that that differentiates you. And finally, routines. They bring discipline to what they do in their work and in their life. But one of the other characteristics of high performers in terms of mindset is that they address three questions that are critical to success in our work. The first is, what role do you want to play? In our work, Yitzhak, typically we will find ourselves in one of four categories. Those who find the work hard to learn and hard to do. Those who find it easy to learn but hard to do. Those who find it hard to learn and easy to do. And those who find it easy to do and don't remember learning it. The fourth is talent. And the key to successful job placement is to find where your natural talents lie. Players figure out what they are really good at and then surround themselves with other people who are equally capable in areas where they are not strong. They optimize their capability. So the first question is, what role do I want to play? And what role will be driven by what you're capable of doing and what you're motivated to do. The second question is, how big do I want to become? All of us want to push as big a rock as we're capable of moving. That may be measured in 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures, 10 figures. It's really a personal decision. And the third is, based upon our answer to those first two questions, what is the required organization? What do we require in terms of capabilities and resources to achieve what's important in our work and our life? So let's take Dean, for example. When mm-hmm. we first started working together, Dean lived in Indiana with his wife, Jackie. And his vision was that as his children were going off to college and leaving the nest, he and Jackie had a desire to have a home in Florida. And he wanted to design his business and his life to spend the first 3 to 4 months in Florida and then go back and forth between Indiana and Florida, but keep his business very active and very involved. And over the last 6 years, he's been able to realize that. He spends a period of time, typically the good weather or the bad weather months in Indiana, the good weather months in Florida, living there and then and back in Indiana, closer to their three children and grandchildren. And that has worked out very well for him. But one of the telling lessons in terms of what Dean did was he designed his business to work remotely. And so he moved everything online. So his interactions with clients when he was in Florida could continue uninterrupted. It wasn't a question of physical proximity. So when COVID-19 hit, Dean didn't skip a beat. In fact, year to date, his business is up over 30%.
Wow.
And that's what players do. They design their business and their life in such a way that they're not impacted in the same manner. So fundamentally, that's what distinguishes high performers in terms of mindset.
Tonight's show on the 77 WABC is titled, well, we're actually covering two different distinct areas. The first part of tonight's program discussed players, producers, and pretenders. We're not going to go back to that in tonight's show because that will be available on the archives. Now we're discussing the five ways in which players achieve and sustain peak performance. One is mindset. Number two is target. Three is engage. Four is commit. Five is expand. We spoke about mindset. When we come back after the break, we are going to discuss target, engage, commit, and expand. But before we go to the break, Norm, how can people find out more about your amazing program, which I'll admit here, I drink the Kool-Aid. I am part of Norm's program. I am honored to be part of it and have gained immensely. Norm, how can people find out more about the program?
Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. If you go to that website, there are case studies, videos, one of my books in a digital format that you can download for free. You can learn about what we do from people like Dean Harder who've experienced it firsthand.
Amazing. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Coney Island, do you want better roads for your neighborhood? How long do you wait for the train? Do you currently benefit from government food programs? The 2020 census determines how much funding your neighborhood will receive to help with better roadways, more transit options, and the expansion of government assistance. Fill it out now. It may just be the most important thing you do today. Visit gcicensus.org. That's gcicensus.org to fill out your information for the 2020 census and do your part to help Coney Island address the issues affecting you the most. Find out more and participate today in the 2020 census by visiting gcicensus.org. That's gcicensus.org. 10 minutes to help yourself, to help your community. It's worth the time. Do yours today. gcicensus.org. All submissions must be received no later than September 30th. gcicensus.org.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group, Norm Traynor, a guest, but more importantly, a friend. Thank you, Norm, for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
It's an honor to be here, Hichai.
Thank you. Before the break, and in the last segment of tonight's show, we were discussing about the five ways that players achieve and sustain peak performance: mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand. In the last segment, we spent time discussing the mindset. Perhaps now you can move on and discuss target and engage.
One of the characteristics of high performers is they bring focus and discipline to what they do. And one of the ways in which you can achieve that is that the narrower your focus, the bigger your opportunity. In other words, you have a clear target that you set out for yourself.
I'm sorry to interrupt. That is so insightful, because one would think, right, you know, okay, let me keep that wide open area and I'll just accomplish the world. You're saying, no, be focused, be super focused. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's such important advice.
It's a critical learning, because that's how you differentiate yourself. So Dean Harder is a good example. Dean's been a financial advisor for over 23 years. Dean's 54 years of age. He's passionate about helping people achieve financial security and independence in retirement, no matter what. There are three questions every business has to get right, Yitzhak. Who is the right client? What is the right value proposition? The clarity of your value proposition drives everything. And what is the right exchange of value? Starting with, what's the benefit to the client? And what do you receive in return? So with Dean, he works with people primarily who have a W-2 tax return. They're executives, white-collar people in business. He does have some business owners and professionals who fill out a 1099, but the vast majority of his people would be working within organizations. And when he meets somebody, one of the first questions Dean asks is, are you planning to retire someday? And if they say yes, then they're in that 5 to 10 to 15 years from retirement, they're an ideal client for him. And his value proposition, I'll get into in a moment, is really helping them retire financially secure. And the quid pro quo is that when he helps them achieve what's important to them, in turn, he builds a successful advisory practice. But one of the things that distinguishes Dean is that often advisors measure their success based upon transaction value, the commissions they earn or the fees from working with clients.
Right.
That's not how Dean measures success. He's focused on the lifetime value of the client relationship, how he can grow with his clients over time and over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, help them realize what's important in their lives, retiring financially secure. And in turn, that will enable Dean someday to retire financially secure. That's what Target is all about.
So now we move to engage.
Yes, sir. So one of the things that we tell or teach salespeople is that if you know how to open, you don't have to close. In other words, the way you handle that initial interaction with a prospective client is critical. We talked about earlier that people are judgmental by nature. We tend to form an impression of someone within the first 1 to 3 minutes of meeting them. And the way you manage that interaction is critical. So what differentiates high performers is the way they manage the before, the during, and the after. So let's take sales for an example. One of the things that we know from research is that when people make a decision to buy, they triangulate. In other words, they will look for three or more sources to validate their decision to make a purchase. That can be a small item. It can be something very, very expensive. And typically today, people will ask someone they know. So if Dean is meeting a prospective client, usually he's been introduced to that prospective client by an existing client. The best form of marketing is word of mouth. They speak very highly of Dean. But what will also happen is the client or the prospective client will Google Dean. And Dean's put a lot of time, effort, and money into managing his online presence. So you know that one of the people you're going to be interviewing is Deborah Jasper of Mindset Digital. Deborah's one of the foremost communication experts in North America on how to build up your digital presence, your thought leadership online. And Dean, in one of the many investments he's made in building his business, utilizes Deborah. So he manages those two parts of triangulation so that when he meets them for the first time, they are already favorably disposed. And then what we get into is how you handle that initial interaction. There's two principles of selling. The first is focus on the other person, make them the center of the experience. And the second is you earn the right to proceed. Buying is a series of micro decisions, and you move people through a series of decision points. So when Dean meets someone for the first time, and let's say that they've been introduced to him, and they will say, "Dean, tell me what you do." And he'll say, "Yitzhak, I'd be glad to, but first, would you mind if I asked you a question? Are you planning to retire someday? Because not everybody is. I'm not planning to retire."
You're going strong. You're going strong, Norm.
Yeah. If they're not planning to retire, then Dean will move to another tack. But if they say yes, then Dean will say, "Well, tell me, what does your retirement dream look like?" And then when they come back and say, "So, Dean, what do you do?" He'll say, "Thank you for asking." You always acknowledge the other person.
Right.
And then you communicate your passion. And Dean does it by saying, "I love helping people. I love helping people like you move from the majority to the minority. Only a small number of people will retire financially secure and able to live their retirement dream. I'd love to show you how this works." And generally speaking, 9 out of 10 people would say, "Tell me more." So there's two principles when you engage with someone for the first time. Principle number one is you utilize You want to earn permission to move forward. And mm-hmm. the way you earn permission is by focusing on what's important to them. What are their goals? What are their aspirations? And Dean's a master of that. Make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. And again, we're focusing now on engage. perhaps even before we go to a break, just to spend a little bit more time, because I mean that's the magic of mankind, you know. Like you discussed earlier in the show, we make decisions based on emotions. Engaging is at the core of all that.
You're absolutely right, and that's a key point, Yitzhak. So what we were once taught was an elevator pitch. First and foremost, nobody wants to be pitched. People love to buy and hate to be sold. And secondly, it's not about having a pitch. It's about having a conversation, engaging in a dialogue. So the structure we use for the client attraction conversation is you, me, us, we. And I just illustrated it with Dean. The you is focus on the other person, ask questions and listen. The me is your transition statement where they say, what do you do? Thank you for asking. I love helping people. I love helping people like yourself, 5 to 10 years from retirement, move the majority to the minority. The we is you share a story of someone in a situation similar to theirs and how they retired financially secure and independent. And the us is your statement of intent. If we could do that for you, would that be a basis for us to work together?
And like
and now you're into the commit stage.
And it's like you said, if you know how to open, you don't have to close. It's so important to have that at the opener. We're in the middle of going through the 5 ways in which players achieve and sustain peak performance, and that is, I'll read off the 5 again, mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand. In the past 2 segments, we've discussed mindset, target, engage. And then the last segment, we're going to get to commit and expand. Before we go to a commercial break, again, Norm, how can people find out more about your amazing organization?
Thank you. Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com, that has videos, case studies. It has one of my books in digital format, The Business Builder, you can download. And also, please link into me if you want to learn more. Glad to communicate with you that way through social media, in whatever form it best serves you.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. The time flies on the show with any guest, but especially when I have the honor of interviewing Norm Trainer, a friend, and I drink the Kool-Aid. I am part of his program, The Covenant Group. You can find out more information by visiting covenantgroup.com. That's covenantgroup.com. He is operating right through the pandemic, and people, the entrepreneurs in his program, need it more than ever because of all the challenges that we're facing. And I am personally very grateful to everything that Norm has helped me and here, Bottom Line Marketing Group, in growing. Really, it's been a great ride. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you.
Now, earlier in the show, I want to remind the listeners that this show will be up and permanently archived on the platform for the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And that's where you can access any of the popular platforms, the podcasting platforms that you choose to consume your media. If you like Spotify or iTunes or et cetera, it will be up on all those channels. In the beginning of the program, we talked about players, producers, and pretenders. Then we moved on to the five ways in which players achieve and sustain peak performance: mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand. We've already discussed the first three, mindset, target, and engage, in the previous segments. Now we're going to discuss commit and expand. With that, I turn it over to Mr. Norm Trainer.
Thank you, sir. As I mentioned earlier, buying is a series of micro decisions. Whether you're trying to get someone to buy into an idea, a product, or a service. And the way in which we manage each of those decision points is critical to achieving success and getting to where we want to be, and more importantly, where that other person wants to be. So once we engage in a client attraction conversation, the next phase is the discovery. Two principles of selling are influence: focus on the other person, earn the right to proceed. And in the discovery, what we're really looking to identify is what's important to them. What are they looking to achieve? One of the ways in which players differentiate themselves is they focus on the other person's goals. What are they looking to achieve? And they focus on commonality of interest. There are three elements to commonality of interest. First is, what are the results the other person wants to achieve? And how do they fit with the outcomes or outputs you're looking to accomplish? The second is, what's the process, the methods or how we do it? And we let the other person be the guide. We earn the right to proceed. And the third is the emotional or psychological. What's going on for the person emotionally? So players really focus on getting a buy-in from the other person. They're not looking to sell. They're looking to obtain a buy-in. When they present their proposal or their solution, they first focus on what's the loss to which people are currently exposed in their present situation. People are first motivated to avoid loss. So you have to describe for people the consequences if they keep doing what they're doing versus what you're proposing. Then you present your solution, what it is and how it works. And then you illustrate through stories, analogies, and metaphors how you've helped people like them achieve what's important in their lives. You have to get that emotional buy-in. And then you obtain commitment. And like anything, if you know how to open, you don't have to close. If you've built agreement throughout, the decision to buy or to move forward is a natural and logical consequence. And then we're moving into follow-up and implementation. And that's where we move into the expand part of this cycle. The natural result of relationships is toward erosion of sensitivity and inattention. In other words, if we want a relationship to grow, we have to work at it. So once someone becomes a client, or once someone buys in to what you're proposing as a leader, an executive, a manager, now what's critical is what you do after the sale or after the buy-in. And in this case, one of the ways in which players differentiate themselves is by doing common things uncommonly well. Isidore Sharp, the legendary founder of the Four Seasons, when asked, how is it Four Seasons can charge twice the room rate of Hilton Shatner Weston answered, "It is because we do common things uncommonly well." Players do common things uncommonly well. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned that Dean Harder has built his business to thrive not only in business, but also in life. So he and his wife, Jackie, have a beautiful home in Florida. They have a beautiful home in the Midwest. And they're back and forth between the two. And Dean can operate seamlessly no matter where he is because he's moved everything online. And one of the processes we teach is that you engage in a periodic review process with your clients. And a periodic review is basically a check-in to look at how they're doing towards the accomplishment of their goals and what needs to be addressed in order to move them forward. It's aligning strategies and tactics, planning and execution. And we teach a six-step process for conducting periodic reviews. Dean is only involved in one of those steps. His very capable assistant, Jane, handles the other five. So Jane and Dean determine with whom Dean's going to have a periodic review each month. And he typically does 15 periodic reviews a month with clients, with individual clients. Jane will send out an email or letter inviting the client to a periodic review and scheduling it when it's convenient for them. She'll call to schedule it. 10 days before the meeting, she'll send out an agenda. The agenda has 7 items on it. 2 days before the meeting, she'll call not only to confirm the meeting, but also to review the agenda. Because there's 3 parts of that agenda that Dean wants to understand before the meeting. The first point on the agenda is, what would you like to discuss in your meeting with Dean? And the second is, have there been any changes in your situation? Because people tend to make financial decisions based on trigger events, getting married, having a baby, buying a house, starting a business,
right,
getting an inheritance, all of those things. So Dean wants to be armed with that information. And then the third thing she does in advance is she engages the client in a survey to determine how happy or engaged the client is with the work they do. So one of the first questions she asks is, Yitzhak, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being poor, 2 average, 3 good, 4 very good, and 5 excellent, how would you rate the quality of our service? Now, what are you looking for if you want to do common things uncommonly well?
Yeah, well, of course, you're looking for number 5. Yeah, of course. But that's so important because then if there's a challenge, if there's an issue, then you don't want to get broadsided during a phone call on such a matter.
Exactly. So Jane asks those questions and conducts that survey because Dean is focused on creating client capital. Client capital is the most important measure of success in your business, yet it appears nowhere on your balance sheet or income statement. Client capital is the sum of 3 elements: the depth of relationship you have with your clients. Do your clients view you as their trusted advisors? Do they turn to you for advice or counsel, in Dean's case, with regard to their financial affairs? The second is the breadth of relationship. Are your clients willing to introduce recommended people and refer people in their social circle? The extent to which they become your evangelists. And the third is, how engaged are they with you? How committed are they to the relationship? We're all fallible human beings. People make mistakes. It's not about your client always being satisfied, because sometimes we'll do things that dissatisfy people, not intentionally. It's how engaged they are. And so Dean works at depth of relationship, breadth of relationship, and degree of engagement. And so that in that interview, Dean goes with armed with that information about what's top of mind for the client, how engaged are they. And the periodic review process is really designed to increase that engagement. If you want relationships to grow, you have to work at it. And then the final step in the 6-step periodic review process is follow up, what the action steps are, and making sure that you do what you say you're going to do. 4 things that more than anything else establish credibility over time. Be on time. Do what you say you're going to do. Finish what you start. and acknowledge others. Say please and thank you. Those are the five phases: mindset, target, engage, commit, and expand.
Norm, the most difficult part of doing a show with you is as we barrel into the close, like there's still so many questions I want to ask, but we'll have to save it for another opportunity when we're doing a show together. Roughly in the 60 seconds we have left, what final takeaway could you please share with the listeners here of Mind Your Business?
Well, I want to go back to Jeff Bezos said. Everything starts small. Become clear about what you're looking to achieve in your work and in your life. And think about what you can do today and tomorrow to bring that about. And in order to bring focus and discipline, identify three results you want to achieve in the next 3 months to a year, and the three activities that will contribute the most to achieving those results. Write them down and use those as your guidelines each day in leading a fuller and more productive life. Those are the two key takeaways I would recommend.
Amazing. That wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. You can find out more about Norm's program, The Covenant Group. Again, Norm Traynor is the founder and CEO, by visiting covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. Well, that wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.